from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're taking a ride on this holiday weekend. You know, somehow when Eagles football starts, we kind of bypass, at least I do, because there's been practice this week. They'll be back tomorrow to start their week to get ready for the first game, which is in Brazil, and we'll discuss that. That is not something the players, you will find one player that wants to go to Brazil, and that's the third string quarterback, Tanner McKee, because he's been there on a mission, I believe, before, but nobody wants to go, but you still got to play a football game, and that's what we'll discuss today. Less than a week away from the game. You know, when I think of holiday weekend, and parents are taking their kids. Now, today might be a day that some people, I'm sure there's some people that travel because you have Monday off as well. But the traffic, the kids, you know, whining in the car, are we there yet? It's just, but you just got to deal with it. You just got to deal with it until you get there. And then when you get there, you have fun. But more importantly, we got to talk about the Eagles. Okay, it's less than a week away. I know there's fans, and you can voice your opinions, the fans that are not happy about the game being in Brazil. Now, I understand that. This was supposed to be a home game, and although the Eagles are considered the home team, it's not a home game. It's a neutral site. But you think about, you're getting ready for the season. Okay, so you're thinking about the game. It's not a home site. Although the Eagles got to choose their hotel, which is closer to the stadium, and the uniforms, and what we heard was they don't really like green because it's the color of a rival soccer team. And Green Bay is going to be stuck with wearing green. The Eagles are, I think it's a new, they've had white and black before, but I think it's a new version of a uniform, which is white and black. The pants are black, the helmet's black, so there's no green in there. They're not going to wear any green. So the Packers have to wear a dark jersey, and their only color is green. Not that that's going to make any difference playing a game. Green Bay is a good team. All right, so one thing we're going to look at, I think this game, it's the first game of the season of 17 games, but I really think it's important. It's important because you're playing a team that is one of the better teams in the NFC, in the conference. And it's one of the better teams, and this game could lead to the team that wins has an advantage if there's a tiebreaker for seedings and home field in the playoffs. This is an important game, and Green Bay's a very good team. So are the Eagles. All right, so win totals. Everybody looks at win totals, and I never really look at them until the roster is set. And the roster is pretty much set. There might be a few changes before tomorrow, before they get back to practice. But I don't think so. I think if there's changes, they're insignificant. There might be changes, but they'll be insignificant. So how many wins? I've got a number in my mind. And the Green Bay game obviously kind of sets the season off on the right foot. The Eagles are favored. They're favored by 3 points. Mark Lawrence will join us, as he does during the football season, at about 9:40. And we're going to look at the college football, but I'm going to ask him to look at the Eagles game and the number. And it's really, really a hard game to kind of look at. When you look at a team coming off a Super Bowl win, you look at a team coming off a Super Bowl loss, you have some history to tell you about the first game. The Eagles are coming off, and Green Bay are coming off of neither. So we'll look at that. Your thoughts on win totals. Are you happy? Are you unhappy with certain areas? You know, I think people will point, and I've heard this during the week, the pass rush. I'm not as concerned about the pass rush, it's seemingly, as other people are. I think they're going to get their sack totals. And last year, I don't know where it stood in from the last few years, but I think their sack totals may not come from their defensive linemen, their sacks. But I think they're going to, the way Vic Fangio apparently is going to run this offense, players are going to be coming from all over the place. And there will be sacks. There will be pressure on the quarterback. And you're going to have to pressure the Green Bay quarterback because he looks like he's shown that he's a good quarterback. So we'll take a look at that. And your thoughts, wins, are there any concerns with the season? Season starting in less than a week. Next Friday. Next Friday in Brazil. Next Friday in Brazil. It's just like, I understand why the NFL did it, but there's no good reasons as far as the players and the fans are concerned. And there's fans that are going to be going down there. Well, the players have already been given the warnings about what not to do and to try to be safe so you don't get, you don't get robbed. It's a I saw people on social media. Well, it's no different than North Philly. Yeah, but you don't go to North Philly for a football game. It's not good. So we'll take a look at that. Last night, the Phillies lose to the Braves. What was it, 7-2? They're still a good team. But I don't know that people are off the ledge yet to think that this is a World Series team. You know, so we'll talk about that. Are the Phillies, there's some flaws with this team, and they're going to need Ranger Suarez. He pitched well his first game back after injury. Pitched well for a little while last night, and then he started giving up home runs. But your confidence level on the Phillies, and that's, it can't be even, I wouldn't think it's close to what it was before. I can't be close. I mean, there's no way it was close. All right, let me give you the numbers, but you already know them, but I'll give them once a segment. 215-592-9494. College football, lots of games. They've already started today. There's some good games, but and the pros, we'll talk to Mark Lawrence about what he thinks about the Eagles. And then there's a game on Thursday, Friday. There's one team, believe this is crazy. There is one team this year that plays on 6 different days of the week. Now think about that. 6 different days of the week. I don't want to be, I'm not sure. I forgot who the team was, so I don't want to say. 6 different days they play. The NFL is going to play on every day of the week. There's no way, because the television money is so great. All right, our question today, and it's a question which is based on a date, a start date. a start date, and it's based on Taiwan Walker. And the person that comes up with what we deem, myself and my producer today, Justin, is the best response. All right, WIP had an anniversary on Thursday, August 29th, 1986. It was my anniversary, too, since I did the first show on WIP. But August 29th, 1986, till the current date, and this is based on Taiwan Walker. By the way, did I mention the winner will get a $50 gift certificate to Chickies and Pete's? And I want to mention that because the Brandon Graham Show starts the Monday after the first game in Brazil. So that Monday, we will start the Brandon Graham Show. It will be me, my son, and Brandon Graham, and that'll start the first show. And maybe you can come and use your $50 gift certificate. But here's the question. Based on Taiwan Walker, it's so easy to pick on Taiwan Walker because he's awful and was awful. The worst pitcher since August 29th, 1986 on the Phillies. And you can't use Taiwan Walker because he's got to be, you know, if not the top, one of the top two or three. The worst pitcher that the Phillies have had on their baseball team. And he had to spend more than a week here. So, you know, not somebody that was here for a month. But the worst pitcher on this team, and you can't choose Taiwan Walker. I don't need, you know, the reality is I don't know. He's now in the bullpen. And I don't know that makes any difference. Can you bring him in to a tight game? You know, the answer is no. Can you bring him in when the game's still in the balance? The answer is no. So when do you use him? You use him instead of Garrett Stubbs when the game's a blowout. How would you like to be the Phillies? And don't tell me you hope that he'll turn it around. But don't tell me you think he will turn it. He works hard. But he's got no talent. He's not that good. And they owe him, approximately $36 million after this year. $36 million. You know, you do make mistakes when you sign players. You do make mistakes, and I get it. But that might be the worst mistake in a signing by Dave Dombrowski since it's got to be. What other mistake has he made as we look at it right now? What other mistake has he made? It's just Taiwan Walker is the word. Clearly, it's not even a question. Taiwan Walker is absolutely the worst. It's just awful. I don't know when you can use him, and he's not going to be on the eligible playoff roster. There's just no way. They didn't use him last year, and he was on the roster. Why waste a spot on the roster for Taiwan Walker? It's, hey, listen, not a bad guy, might work hard, but he can't pitch. He's not very good. He's not good at all. So we'll touch on that too. But the Eagles, you know, the line's going up. By the way, the public, and it's not just Philadelphia, the public has bet the Eagles. They have bet the Eagles. It started at Eagles 1 or 1.5. It's up to 3. And that's pretty much in the sports books around the country. They are now a 3-point favorite. So that's, I don't know if it tells you anything. What it tells you is that the Eagles, that the public is betting the Eagles. All right, let's take some calls before we take care of some business here. Let's go to John in Southampton. John, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King. How are you?
Oh, I'm just great, John. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to call in on appointment radio. This
it's what
this
it is
my favorite. This is
radio.
My favorite show. It's the only show that I'll listen to. And I think that on this show, you have some good, knowledgeable callers that call in early on Saturday mornings. And I enjoy
it. We have some good ones, and we have some ones that just so-so. Yeah.
So I want to talk about, you said the Phillies' chances for the World Series. I'll give you a number from 1 to 10. Is that all right?
Sure.
I give it a good, solid 7.5.
And your reason for that? I don't know if that's solid. I don't know if 7.5 is solid. But it's just, that's less than you would have said 2 months ago.
Yeah, 2 months ago I would have said 9.
Yeah. Right.
So I drop a point. Well, yep. Let me drop it down to 7 even.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Okay, you got it.
No, because I'm the eternal optimist fool. That I'm, just, I'm looking
all right,
forward
so what,
to
what, what are your questions?
My questions about the Phillies right now?
Yep.
Ranger Suarez is number one.
Second came back, okay.
Number two is... Like you said the other night, they hit home runs, they win.
I said that consistently, and I said that was going to be a problem. And then people gave me a hard time, and the manager said we're going to slug, which is irrelevant. If that's all they do is slug, and they leave men on base in scoring position, as they've done a lot, that's just not good. Because they're not going to slug enough when it comes to the good teams, as we find out, because they've played better teams. It's just they're basically, you know, when people said they started to win again, well, I think they're 500 against the good teams. That's not going to get it done when you come to the playoffs. They're 500
right.
against good teams.
I also wanted to say about Taiwan Walker.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't understand how this guy gets put out there.
Well, he's not getting put out there anymore.
Whether they sign or did they send him into the bullpen?
Yeah, they sent him to the bullpen.
Okay.
Rob Thompson made I'll call it an announcement. That he said he's not the fifth starter, and he will go to the bullpen. In long relief situations, which means you're down by a lot of runs.
Right, like they have been in a couple games. You know, Atlanta just, that one kid, Arcia, he just hit two out last night.
Yeah, right, he hit two.
But anyhow, I wanted to want you to do me a favor, and I'll get to the Eagles wins and all that. Just bear
right,
with me.
Make it quick, go ahead.
Can you ask Mark Lawrence the definition of leaking oil? Because I am so tired of everybody using this saying, this quote.
And well, leaking oil means you're not as good. You got problems. If you're leaking oil, you got problems. All right.
He actually has a formula for that. If somebody's out yard at the week before,
not leaking. Okay. Well, I'll ask him.
Okay. I want you to do me a favor because I'm tired of these people overusing it. So
well,
anyway,
people overuse a lot of terms. All right, what's your win total for the Eagles this year?
The Eagles, I look at them and you really can't go off anything. I didn't even look to see what the over and under is on the lines.
I believe it's
but
10
I
and
say,
a half.
I say they can win 12 games.
Yeah, that's a good number, but they have to win Green Bay to win 12.
Yep. This is a very big game, Howard. This is
all right. So here's what I'm going to ask you, Jen. The last question: what pitcher is the worst pitcher in Phillies history since August 29th, 1986?
Since August 29th of 1986.
Yeah, that's the day that WIP started Sports Talk Radio.
The worst Phillies pitcher.
All right. Well, if you don't have one, that's fine.
It would be easier just to say Taiwan Walker, but I'm trying to...
Yeah, but you can't say Taiwan Walker. That's too easy.
Okay, the worst Phillies. All right, since 1986. Okay.
John, you got 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to say Oh, geez.
You don't have one. That's all right.
I was caught blindsided on this one.
Okay. Well, I mentioned it earlier. All right, John, have a great weekend. Have a great holiday. Take care.
Okay,
let's go to Adam.
You.
Adam, let's go to Adam in Kensington. You're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, Howard? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm terrific. On the holiday weekend, getting ready for Eagles football. Starts next week.
I hear you. I wanted to touch on that game. I kind of think it's a disgrace that the NFL is even sending them there, like to do this
disagree.
Game with all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
It's like the owners and commissioner, they don't care about these players. Like if something was to happen down there,
Well, they're going to have plenty of security, and the players have already been told. Basically, the players have been told not to leave the hotel.
Yeah, don't leave.
They're going to try to keep them busy. and they're going to fly all. They'll leave on Wednesday, and they'll fly all Wednesday. So Wednesday, you don't have to. Well, you check into the hotel. You better not go out after Wednesday. But I'm sure they have an early day on Thursday, because that's the day before the game. You got to, because they won't be able to practice on Wednesday. Unless I just can't believe they're going to practice on Wednesday. They might go out there and go through something before they go to the airport. They shouldn't be playing there. I don't mind games overseas, Brazil is the longest trip of any international game. It's not a good place for a lot of people. That part of Brazil.
The whole thing with the stadium and the colors. Picked two teams.
Yeah, and they picked two teams of green. Yeah,
Doesn't sound like a lot of thought went into it.
Well, but the thought was green. And you know what the green was?
Money. Yeah.
Money, yeah.
Right.
The thought was green. So they were thinking green, but they weren't thinking about the colors of the teams. That's what the NFL's become. They're the biggest, I think they're the most powerful company, and I'll call them a company, in the world. Because they can do whatever they want to do.
Yep,
that's the reality. But we love football, so we take it. We take it. So do you have questions about the Eagles this year?
Just to say, like, the D-line, but I think with Vic Fangio here, I think they'll get better as the year goes on. I don't see them having trouble meeting the Vegas number of 10.5 or whatever it was set at.
All right, so how many wins do you think they'll have?
I think they'll go either 11-6 or 12-5.
Yeah, they have to win Green Bay to get 12. If they beat Green Bay, I think they get 12.
Yeah, and then I think the next couple games after that, that Atlanta game's gonna. I think it will be a good game.
Atlanta's going to be a better team than they were. Yeah, Atlanta, and then they go on the road for it's either two or 2 weeks. I think they go on the road for 2 weeks, two straight road games.
Yeah, I think Mayfield comes back to earth, and they got a bye.
It might be three straight games. I'll check the schedule.
Cleveland.
Yeah, well, Cleveland's at home, but that's not until October.
Yeah.
That's not until so it's two straight games on the road. Cleveland,
yeah, and then
have
a bye.
Yeah, then they have the bye. Right. So yeah, it's just. So you say 11, maybe 12. Yeah, which is the over in the total. All right, our question today to win the $50 gift certificate to Chickies and Pete's as we celebrate getting ready for I can't say it's the last year of the Brandon Graham Show because nobody's made that decision. It's his last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Playing, but the Brandon Graham show will start the Monday after the first game at Chickies and Pete's. You might be able to use that gift certificate. The worst Phillies pitcher since it's August 29th, 1986, since WIP started doing sports talk.
Going back, I think it's like the late 90s. I think it was like 97, 98. Carlton Lower.
I don't know if he'd be the worst, but he was not good. I got to check his numbers. Carlton Lower. I'm thinking of a guy that people will, and he actually, I don't even want to give you a hint. I was going to give you a hint, one pitcher that I'm thinking about, but I'll put you in the mix.
I know who you're thinking about. I didn't want to say him, though.
I
figured it was too easy.
Well, that's all right. It can be easy, but Carlton Lower, you're in the mix, Adam.
All right.
Hey, have a great holiday weekend.
You too.
Take care. 94 WIP. Want to mention... we start up on Saturdays at the Borgata, not next week, but the following week we'll start up at the Borgata doing our show at the Borgata. So looking forward to either seeing you there or at some point you pop down there. But here's what's happening at the Borgata. Don't miss out on so much action at Borgata's Poker Room. Poker Room, whenever I stopped down there this week and it was packed. It was packed because people enjoy it. I mean, they enjoy it. We're great cards, lucky seats, high hands, bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting for you. It's a fun place. You'll have some fun. You're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, and they're all absolutely terrific. Exciting bars, live music, big name entertainment, and spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. Great entertainment, great restaurants, lots of fun. TheBorgata.com. You can check it out for more details. You must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It was just a little rock and roll. You know, I'm looking at the season this year, and Cowboys fans, they're going to have such a horrible time this season. Such a horrible time. Because they are going to be so mediocre all year. They're going to have to whine about Dak Prescott's contract, and he's not going to get paid this year. He's going to get paid after the year, but I can't see at this point how they're going to pay him this year. They are going to be so traumatized with how bad the Cowboys are going to be this year. Good luck, you cockroach Cowboy fans. All right, let's go to Bam. Bam, you're on WIP. Bam, are you there? Did I wake you?
Oh, you. No, were this is Cowboy Jim. I ain't Bam.
Okay. Jeez, well, we put up the wrong call.
Come on.
You know what?
Well, you don't want us to ban anyhow.
Justin, put him back on hold. Let me introduce him properly. One of the more pathetic dopes, complainers, idiots. Oh, wait a minute. He just hung up. I was going to introduce Jim properly. So if you want to call back, maybe we hung up on him. But if you want to call back, I will introduce you properly. All right, let's go to Bam. Bam, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there, getting ready to go to Petco Park tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. Have you ever been there before?
No, I've never been there. I got friends that live out there. But I was telling, I think I called another day. I was on a Danny earlier.
So wait a minute. You're on the West Coast now?
No, I'm on my way there. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 5 a.m.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a little early out there. But I have listeners out there that listen this early.
I told everybody I'm going to the Padres game on Monday, and I'll be wearing my Mike Schmidt shirt.
That won't fit. I don't even know who the Padres are playing, but it's not the Phillies.
I know, they're playing the Tigers.
Oh, okay. All right, so what's up, Bam?
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
So now that Taiwan Walker is not going to be the fifth starter, right? Do you think if by the end of this year they may DFA him, even though he still has that contract?
No, I don't think that. No. In the offseason, they'll try to trade him, and they'll have to pay most of his salary. They'll try to trade him. You know, okay. They're not gonna just get rid of him. No, you would have to cut him. Yeah, it just release him, and it's just, they're not gonna do that. You know, they'll wait the off season and see if anybody's stupid enough to take him. But they'll take him for probably at the most 1/3 of what he's making, at the most.
That's better than nothing, right?
The Phillies are gonna have to pay most. Yeah, you get rid of some of it. He can't be on this team next year. He just can't.
He stinks. And to my Eagles point, got a question. I know the depth chart. I think what's his name, Nolan, the guy that's supposed to be ahead of Jalex Hunt. But do you think if Jalex Hunt can prove himself this year to be a starter in the future?
You know what? It's really hard to say, because what do you see in preseason when you see players are not playing against the top players for the other team?
No,
I don't know. They're going to start the season, and they're going to hope the players that they start. But there's going to be probably a lot of rotation with defensive players. But they're going to be better in the secondary. They're going to be better at one of the corners. They're going to be better at safety. So and they're going to be better at linebacker. So they're better in those areas. Are they better on defensive line? Probably not. But you know, somebody always steps up. But they're better in the other areas. They really, I mean, I don't think there's any question they're better in the other areas.
Okay. All right.
So
cool.
How many wins do you think the Eagles get this year?
I'm gonna go 13.
It's a strong number. It means they're gonna have to win. It almost means that they're gonna have to win in Cincinnati. That's gonna be a tough game.
Yeah,
and they're either Cincinnati or LA. They can't lose both of those games, and they're both tough games. They have to win at least one of those in Cincinnati or LA. But 13
I believe they can beat LA.
I think LA, as long as Matthew Stafford's healthy, I think LA is better than San Francisco this year.
Wow.
Because San Francisco's had, they still have, what's it, Trent? Is it? What's it, Trent Williams still not signed?
He's not yet. He's holding out, so.
Yeah. So they still have issues. I love these players that hold out. And they, Brandon Ayuk got the same money he was going to get before. It's ego of the money. I'm so tired of players worrying more about the money than winning. But San Francisco coming off a Super Bowl loss, those teams usually struggle the next year. So
you're right.
All right. So who's your worst pitcher since the end of August 1986?
All right. Before I say my answer, Howard.
What's that?
Cowboy Jim. If I call Cowboy Jim calls back, I hope he's not my suitor tomorrow on a plane.
So,
but my pitcher is going to be, I'm going to say Joe Blanton.
Joe Blanton pitching away. Joe Blanton can't be one of those guys. He actually did well. Didn't he win a World Series game?
Not that I know of, but I think he
won a World Series game for the Phillies. Yeah.
Well,
I'm pretty sure he won a World Series game. But I mean, I'll put you in the mix.
All right,
thanks for the call. I don't think you're going to win the $50 gift certificate to Chickies and Pete's, but you can still come out for the first Brandon Graham show this year, the Monday after the Brazil game. So, then you know, the following Monday. They play on Friday, and we'll be there on Monday. Brandon Graham is the same. I'm the same, but my son will also be doing the show with us. So, but I don't think Joe Blanton's going to win. 215-592-9494. You got to think about that because there's so many bad pitchers. Think about that. So many bad pitchers since 1986. There are a lot of them. There really are a lot of them. And so your wins for the Eagles and your confidence level now in the Phillies. I also want to mention, and it's just so sad, you know, anytime somebody gets killed and it's just something, good people, these things should never happen to. Johnny Gaudreau, my condolences to the family. For Johnny Gaudreau, his brother Matthew gets hit by a driver that allegedly was admitted to drinking. It's just so sad. And the wedding was supposed to be of his, I believe it was his sister, yesterday. And they obviously had to call off the wedding. It's just so sad. And my condolences to a big family for a great guy. Great guys. I didn't know his brother, but I met Johnny. It's just a terrible thing. Time now is 8:40. Holiday weekend. I hope you're having fun driving with the kids wherever you go. I love the promo. Have fun listening to the Phillies. Well, you didn't have fun last night. They're just they are a good team. They're a playoff team. But what is the confidence level of them going to the World Series? And I think there really are some questions. I mean, there's questions with every team. I mean, the Eagles have questions, but they are a good team. I think, obviously, people would be disappointed if they don't go to the Super Bowl, and the first game they're all important, but the first game against the team that I think, Eagles and Green Bay, I think are the two best teams in the conference. That is really a big game. Unfortunately, it's in Brazil, so which is not going to be fun for the players, but as A.J. Brown said the other day, it's a football game, and you just got to go out and play the football game. It's really that simple. You got to go out and play the football game, and you can't worry about the other things. But they're going to be staying in the hotel for a while. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Mr. Eskin. Long-time listener.
You can call me.
First time calling into you.
First time. It's took
yes.
you. What's taking you so long?
I've always enjoyed going on Saturday mornings to the farmer's market and listening to the characters whom you entertain and are forbearing of their comments. So please be.
Wait till the cowboy season starts up and those people start whining like little babies.
Yeah.
It's always an excuse. The Cowboys fan always has an excuse. Always.
But it's good entertainment in the car listening to some of these characters. So my question is, if you can offer myself and the listening audience just a status update on Andrew Painter. I hear things, but I don't really know anything definitive that you might have more inside info.
Although he could probably pitch in September, I don't think the Phillies, from my understanding, are going to risk that. They're going to wait till next year. You know, he's such a young guy. Why would you risk putting him at risk?
Well, my point also is I think they already put him at risk because I read in the paper that he had four solid pitches, this young kid, last year, and he's ready last year just to be seasoned and come on to the ball club, and that they tried to perfect a fifth pitch with this guy.
Well, I don't know if it was the fourth pitch or the fifth pitch, and that really, I believe, is what hurt. You know, the speculation is that's why he got the arm injury. Yeah, they made a mistake. And whoever it was that decided to, you know, he already had three really good pitches. Why did he have to go?
Yeah, but this is
why did they have
Scott
to go?
Dingery.
It was foolish, absolutely foolish.
But it's just like the Scott Kingery situation. I mean, they brought him out in front of John Middleton to watch him throw, and they were primed to introduce him to the fans. And now there's no certainty that next year, with this surgery, that he'll come back. I mean, how many other pitchers have had this? And
well, I don't think they're going to allow him to throw that other pitch again. You can't. It just, I think it was the cutter, which puts a lot of strain on your elbow.
Yeah, he's a young kid.
I know. It was stupid. It was stupid. I can't. It was just stupid. It was foolish.
And now we need
it
pitching this year.
Yeah. What's that?
Now we need pitching. He would have been invaluable this year to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
So you don't have any further, just that they hope to bring him back next spring and that he'll resume his career.
Yeah, he'll be back. The way they're looking at it now, he'll be back next spring. He'll be back next year.
Well, I can only hope, because they had such high hopes. He's like another Jim Palmer type, young 19, 20-year-old.
Know how good he is. Yeah, they made a mistake. They made a mistake. But, you know, they just – so they're going to let him heal. I mean, you want to let it – he's young. He's probably in some ways still developing. Yeah, he'll be back next year.
But they also were supposed, at the same time, he had proteges or peers like Mick Albin, or there were a couple other pitchers.
Yeah, there's other pitchers down there, and I don't know that anybody has stood out in the minor leagues for the Phillies. Otherwise, they would have been up here sooner.
Yeah, but I thought they had a number of good pitching prospects that would have come up by now.
Well, yeah.
Anything better than Tejon Walker, I mean.
Well, we know that. Yeah, we know that. All right, so who's your worst pitcher? The question I asked today. And you'll
Obvious one would be Mitch Williams. I'm not going with him. I'm going with last year's disaster.
No, that's not. Mitch had some good years here, but go ahead.
The closer from last year that we kind of ran out of town after he blew the fourth or fifth game against Arizona in the 4-3 disaster. He came over from Milwaukee.
Kimbrel? Not Kimbrel.
Kimbrel, yeah, that character with that weird, awkward pose.
He wasn't the worst, but I was not a fan of Craig Kimbrel.
We had a chance to go to the World Series.
I was not a fan, but I'll put you in the mix. Hey, thanks for the call, and you'll have to do it again, I hope. All right, take care.
I always enjoy listening to you. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, let's the dope portion of the program, the loser, the apologist for the Cowboys, and that would be Cowboy Jim. Boy, that's just great.
Isn't it great having football back? You got me, you got Captain Cowboy coming back. Man,
Captain Cowboy's afraid of me. Captain Cowboy's
afraid
of me.
He's not afraid of you. He's not afraid of anybody.
Yes, he is. He's afraid of me because I bury him because he's such a moron.
And don't worry, Bam. I will not be on that flight tomorrow, but I'll find out who it is and treat you like and have you kicked off. So
that's all right.
Anyway.
Hey, just think about this. When you're in Brazil, no Twitter. Twitter has been banned in Brazil.
I'm not on Twitter, so.
Okay. And all the players that want to go on Twitter, you're not going to be able to do it in Brazil. No Twitter. Twitter is banned in Brazil.
That'd be pretty tough on you. So.
What's going to happen to Elliot Shore Park, Captain Clickbait, when there's no Twitter?
He's not going down.
He's probably going to. Oh, he's going to go through withdrawal.
I know. Listen, I think that game down there is going to be pretty horrible. I think it's going to be bad. I think they're going to just try to get out of there with no one getting hurt and getting back home as quick as possible. So well, I think they, it's just
you know, getting hurt is not part of it. You play the game. Getting hurt is part of every game. It has nothing to do with Brazil. It's not getting having incidents, not having robberies, not having players leave the hotel. That's what's gonna. That's what
right.
They
but they're
to.
Gonna. They're just gonna be gonna get through this and just get back home. So.
Well,
you
how
know,
about I the just, fans? Think about the fans. There's a trip. The fans of Philly has 5 days, three in Rio, which is, I understand, just as bad, and then two in Brazil. Oh, my gosh. Those fans better know. They better
well,
understand.
We also have,
don't wear jewelry. You know, don't wear watches. Don't carry a lot of money.
Don't wear green.
Don't carry your phone in your hand. Don't wear green. Yeah. Well, green
well,
in the stadium.
But plus, they're not close to a beach. It's not like they can walk out and go hang. They're like an hour from a beach.
Okay, so let's get down to the real facts here. How disappointed are you going to be when the Cowboys suck this year?
That's your opinion.
Well, that's going to be fact. You want to make a little bet here, genius?
I would love
a little
to.
Bet. The Eagles have more wins than the Cowboys.
Oh, that is not going to happen. You will be lucky to get 8 wins. You'll
okay.
be lucky.
Okay.
Your quarterback.
I will bet you $1. I will bet you $1 and an apology. You have to give me an apology.
You got it. Because look at your quarterback.
And, also part of that, you have to say the Cowboys suck.
Well, what if you guys have 13 wins and we have 12 wins?
It doesn't matter. The bet is the Eagles will, and the Cowboys won't have 12 wins. The bet is that the Eagles have more wins than the Cowboys. That's the bet.
Okay. And what if the Cowboys have more wins?
Well, then I'll do the same thing.
And then
I'll
you'll
give
say
you
the
dollar.
Eagles suck.
And
you'll
I'll say the Cowboys suck.
No. You have to say that the Eagles suck.
Well, I don't know. Well, okay. I'll say that, but I don't have to believe it.
They'll be lucky to get 8 wins. You got a quarterback.
You
want
to make another bet on that? What are you, an idiot? Yes. The answer to that question is yes. That's just stupid. That's just being stupid.
He can't. He's going to get sacked more than any quarterback in the league.
Really?
Going to happen. Yes, he will.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Just saying that.
Right.
He's going to panic. And when the Cowboys are going to win both games, they're going to win the one in Philly and the one in Dallas. They're going to win both games. So,
you want to bet on that too? We'll have a dollar bet on every one of those things you
no
just said.
No more bets. The Cowboys will win the division. The Commanders will come in second. The Eagles will be third and the Giants fourth. You know that's what's going to happen.
I think here's another thing. I think Washington will finish ahead of the Cowboys.
No, they won't.
Okay.
With what quarterback do they have?
Well, they got a good rookie.
They've had plenty of good rookies over the years. Nothing has happened. You got Dak Prescott, the top three in quarterbacks in the league. So you're telling
me. And Dak Prescott, the last time he's won a playoff game is when?
We're talking about winning the season, winning the NFC East. That's what
you
we're
are
about
just
here.
Found guilty of ignorance. Guilty
yeah, well, look
as
in the mirror
charged.
Too. You look in the mirror, too, of ignorance. Come on.
Okay,
come
guilty
on.
As charged. Guilty as charged.
All right, so if I win the worst pitcher in Philly, can I donate my prize?
Yes, you can. Go ahead. Give me
okay.
the worst pitcher.
All right, I would say Adam Eaton. Goodbye, King. Good luck. Eagles suck. Bye.
You know what? Adam Eaton is actually good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Eaton is actually good. He actually got a World Series ring. Do you believe that? He got a World Series ring. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Adam Eaton is good, but somehow I'm hoping somebody comes up with somebody better. We can't let Jim win. There's just no way. There's absolutely no way. I'm Howard Eskin. Can you imagine that? The people that, and there are people going to Brazil, I don't know how many, fans. I'm talking about fans. But what are the players going to do with no Twitter? No Twitter in Brazil. No Twitter. Banned in Brazil. So they obviously have some way of cutting it off where you can't receive it in Brazil. Who's worse off, the players or Captain Clickbait, Elliot? Who's worse off with no Twitter? 215-592-9494. We'll be right back. The time now is 8:56. Nothing like a little Elton John to start off the second hour of our holiday weekend, Saturday mornings. Hope the kids are quiet on that drive. Anybody driving with kids right now? Eagles less than a week away. Your expectations are a Super Bowl. Your number of wins is another thing. You don't have to lead the league in wins. Usually, the team with the best record doesn't win a championship. Let's put it that way. When the Eagles and Kansas City were in it, they both had the best. The highest number of wins. Last year, Kansas City did not have the highest number of wins. Usually in every sport, it's kind of crazy the way that exists. But we're looking at the Eagles, Phillies, your confidence level. You know, when they win a game and then they lose a drab game like they did last night, where is it? Brazil, people... How can Eagles fans be happy that they're playing in Brazil? The players aren't even happy that they're playing in Brazil. They've been told all the things that they shouldn't do, which is everything. Don't leave the hotel. You go in there, you get to the hotel, and the next time you really go away from the hotel is when you go to the game on Friday. It's unbelievable. No Twitter. Twitter has been banned in Brazil. So you can't use Twitter. How about the people there? That the players are going to go crazy. It's going to go crazy without any Twitter. Phillies. And our question to win the $50 gift certificate to Chickies and Pete's. And you could use, there's so many Chickies and Pete's all over the area. I don't think you're going to have a problem finding Chickies and Pete's. But what I am suggesting to you is to come out to the first Brandon Graham show, which is the Monday following the Brazil game. That's when we start. That's when Brandon Graham starts. The Monday following that is September 9th. The Brandon Graham Show at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. I'll be doing it with my son and Brandon Graham. And we suggest you come out there. But you can go to any Chickies and Pete's. But here's the question. And one pitcher, and it's based on two things. Number one, when WIP started as a sports talk station in August 29th, 1986, I was lucky enough to do the show, and everything's, there's so many good things that have happened. But since that time, the worst pitcher in Phillies history, and you can't take Taijuan Walker. And we've had some good ones. Unfortunately, Cowboy Jim had a good one and Adam Eaton. But there's others. I know there's some others that I'm thinking about. Craig Kimbrell was hot and cold. And somebody said Craig Kimbrell. I don't know that would be That would be my choice. But whatever, there are some good ones for you to come up with. All right, let's go back to the phones. And John, you're on WIP.
King, long time. First time.
First time. Another first time caller. Nice to have you on.
Yeah, man. You're an important part of the landscape of Philadelphia sports, bro.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks.
So here's what I wanted to ask you. So to me, the Eagles season comes down to the fact that they have no pass rush, and particularly Jordan Davis. And can he put pressure on the quarterback? What are your thoughts on Jordan Davis
is going to have a better year. And Jalen Carter is a year in the league, so I think he's going to be good. I think Jordan Davis is going to have a good year. He's slimmed down. He's worked harder. He's done some good things. Yeah, I think Jordan Davis is going to have a good year.
Do you see him having, like, you know, 8 to 10 quarterback pressures this year?
Well, he'll have, yeah, that's easy. But sacks is, you don't find tackles to get as many sacks. It's usually the DNs. And the way the Eagles look like they're going to play defense, you're going to have linebackers coming in. You're going to have corners that get sacks. Yeah. You're going to have defensive backs that get sacks. Corners, safeties, they're coming from all over the place. But I think Jordan Davis will definitely have a better year, than my opinion, than last year.
So here's the other problem I see with the defensive line.
Go ahead.
To me, you need a guy who's 6'5", 280. I mean, think Clyde Simmons. Think, you know, Reggie. And we haven't had any – we had Chris Long, but we haven't had anyone like that in what? How long? Guys like Hassan Reddick.
Fletcher Cox. You mean you're talking about defensive end?
Yeah, I'm talking about defensive ends. I'm talking about the guy who's on the left tackle or the right tackle. You can't be 6'3", 230 pounds and make a difference in the NFL.
Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can, because that's the ends are, a lot of times, they're speed rushers. Yeah, it's just they're too quick for the tackles. Yeah, you can. You All can right. as long as you can do the other things well.
All right.
So, all right, who's the worst pitcher since August of 1986?
Well, I'm stealing $50 from Chicky and Pizza, and I think this guy might still be incarcerated. You'll let me know, but Jake Arrieta.
What was he incarcerated for?
Stealing money from the Phillies.
Oh, yeah, right. Jake Arrieta is a good one. So you are definitely in the mix, John. Definitely.
My man.
All right. Yeah, he was stealing money.
All right.
Thanks for the call. And thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you?
I'm good, Dave. Never had a bad day in my life.
It's been a while.
So
what's going
I've
on?
I've had bad moments. But go ahead.
I want to talk about the Phillies real quick, and I got a picture for you, too.
Go ahead.
What's up with Nick Alec Boehm? Do we know the story, or what's going on?
Who?
Alec Boehm.
Beckham, he's going to start. I think he's healthy.
Hurt his wrist. I was wondering if it wasn't serious. Do we know?
No, it's usually these injuries, we would hear if they're serious. No. I think
okay,
he's,
I mean, he didn't start yesterday.
I think he's going to be the starting guard. Yeah.
Okay. I got a picture for you, Howard.
Go ahead.
Nick Pivetta.
He wasn't that bad here, Dave. And, you know, now he's okay with, what's it, Boston? Pivetta was not terrible. He was not terrible. But I'll put you in the mix. But he
wasn't great.
But we're looking for really bad. And there's been
Cowboy Jim took my answer for Brad Meaton, so I think I'd go Nick Pivetta instead.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Gary in Vineland. Gary, you're on WIP.
Hey. Hey, King. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Hello?
I'm here.
I want to talk about the Friday game. I think it's just the NFL just being bullied. Like, why do you – high school is Friday night lights. Like, why do you guys need to take that over, too?
Well, what do you mean, you guys? I have nothing to do with it.
No, not you guys. I mean the NFL.
Hey, listen, they're going to have – eventually, and it's not far away, they will have a game every night of the week,
yeah,
or every day of the week. This year, because Christmas is on a Wednesday, they decided to have games on Christmas. So you have games on Monday, games on Wednesday, games on Thursday, games on Friday, games on Saturday, and games on Sunday. Their only day they're missing is Tuesday, and they'll figure that out.
They'll figure that out. Travis Kelce, that's the only day of the week that he's not playing this year.
What, Tuesday?
He's playing in every other game.
Yeah, there's one team that's playing 6 days. Is it Kansas? It's Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City. Yeah.
Oh, that's just. Geez, that's brutal. That is brutal.
And to go down to Brazil, they don't care about football. They're soccer people.
Well, they're trying to create. I think it's obvious they're trying to create the game internationally because there's got to be a lot of international TV dollars out there. That's what it's all about. It has to be money. There's no other reason to play in Brazil. None. Absolutely zero. Next year, they're playing in Spain, which I don't know how good that is, but at least Madrid is a much, much nicer place to play a game. Germany is nice. London is nice. It's brutal.
And they've been in Europe, so maybe, you know, they're going to play.
I wouldn't be shocked in the next few years if they play 10 games a year or 10 times a year internationally.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There's how many now? There's London, two places in London, Germany, that's three, Brazil is four, but they'll get it up there. Next year they'll add Spain, and then Mexico's going to come back when they fix that stadium.
What stinks for the Eagles, this was their year to have the extra home game. The next year...
Well, that's why they're over there, because they weren't allowed to take a home game when they had eight, but now that they had nine, they were allowed to take a home game away from them. Yeah,
right. But next year they only have eight, and they lose it two years in a row.
It's not good for the players. It's not good for the fans. But when people are watching the game, they won't care where it is. They'll just care that it's a football game, and that's really
all the players I heard this week on the station for the radiothon. They sounded like prisoners of war, like talking about going down there. It's business. We're going to go down.
Yeah, AJ Brown. AJ Brown was the. Devontae Smith wouldn't even comment. AJ Brown, you know, he's staying in his hotel room. You know, there's so many don'ts. Don't carry your phone. Don't wear jewelry. Don't leave the hotel. Lock your passport in your room if you use a passport to get over there. And I guess most of them, I don't know if they have to use a passport or not, or they can use your driver's license now. But whatever the case. Lock it up. There's so many things. It's crazy. All right, who's your worst pitcher?
So I had Keaton, and then that Stewarders took it, and then I had my backup was Jake. The only one else I could think of that he was not a bad pitcher, but kind of a bad person because he hacked somebody up with a machete. You get Urbina.
We can't take them because of the machete, but you're right. That was bad. Hey,
Gary, that was Jim made me do it.
Yeah, thanks for the call. You know what? AJ Brown talked about it this week, and we have his comment. And Justin, if you have that ready, let's hear from AJ Brown talking about what a wonderful situation that Brazil is for the players.
We had a meeting yesterday, and it was like a whole bunch of don't do's. So I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, and come back home. That's the best way I could put it. After hearing all this stuff, you know, I'm probably going to be in my room.
What were you told not to do?
A lot. Honestly, things that we would normally do here, even simple as just walking down the street with your phone in your hand and stuff like that, which is kind of crazy. So
don't carry your phone in your hand or put it in your pocket. And if you're not going to leave the hotel, you usually don't have to worry about it. It's kind of sad that at least you can't enjoy going to another country. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
As far as my confidence level, are they asking every Philadelphia team outside of the Union?
Yeah, it's just the four main teams. And with all due credit to the Union and the success that they've had, we're just going to keep it to the four main teams.
I think you know me well enough to answer that for me.
Well, the confidence level, I'm really talking about the Eagles and the Phillies is what I address
today. The Eagles and Phillies confidence level?
Yeah.
not high. I don't, you know, I'd say that they'll...
Not high on both? Not high on both?
Correct.
You know, who do you think has a chance to win a championship this year? You know, I'm not saying you think they will. The Eagles have a better chance. The Eagles or the Phillies?
Better chance than Phillies, you're saying?
Who has the better chance of winning a championship this year, the Eagles or the Phillies? I'm not saying they're going to win it. I'm saying a better chance.
And honestly, that's a 50-50 call. They're pretty close to equal, and I don't think either one of them is going to do it. Who's got a better chance? I'll give the edge to being the coaching staff. I'd give the edge to the Phillies, and they're not going to do it.
Well, why would you give the edge to the Phillies?
Because that's the way I feel about the Eagles.
And you don't like the coaching staff of the Eagles? You don't like the coaching staff?
It's not so much a feeling. It's. I don't want to judge past performances because we're going into a new year, but I know what to expect because of the administration and with the Eagles and the coaching staff right now.
Well, wait a minute. Whoa. They don't have the same coaching staff. They've replaced the offensive and defensive coordinator. They've replaced other coaches. The head coach is a good coach, regardless of what you think about him. He's a good head coach.
That's your opinion. Anyway.
Yeah, it is my opinion. It's a lot of other people's opinion, too. It's my opinion, yes.
Yeah, your opinion is important. It's your job. You're sports.
Well, I'm going to tell you my opinion's better than yours.
I'm not saying it is.
Okay.
Or isn't.
It isn't, yeah.
But it's the reason I say that about the Eagles, you're going in with a new coaching staff, and it's going to take time to adjust. We saw it with those last coaches that got canned.
All right.
It took 2 years.
I got you.
You know, and –
All right, so who's your worst pitcher since August of 1986?
I got him.
The Phillies.
He won one game. Joe Cowley, 1988, I believe. C-O-W-L-E-Y.
Wow. Didn't Joe Cowley pitch a no-hitter for the Phillies?
Yes, he did. He pitched one, and that was it. That was his only win.
So how can you take a guy that pitched a no-hitter as the worst?
That was it. That was his only win ever. As far as the Phillies that I know. I don't know if that's his career, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put you in the mix for the $50 gift certificate to Chickies and Pete's. Yeah. Either way, come out for the first Brandon Graham show. In South Philly.
No, I ain't going there.
Okay, good. You're not that far away in Upper Darby. All right, Steve, have a great weekend.
You too.
I wonder if you can, but if you can, have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. Oh, my gosh. What a challenge that was. All right. I wonder how many people are going to be upset who may be going, there's no Twitter in Brazil. The players won't be tweeting. The media won't be tweeting. They'll tweet through, if you work for a company, you'll send it out through the company, but you can text them, but you can't tweet them. That doesn't work for some people because they love to have people read their tweets. All right. We'll get back to your calls. And your worst pitcher since August when we started doing Sports Talk, August of 1986, and it can't be Taiwan Walker, to win the $50 gift certificate to Chickies and Pete's. And I urge you to come out for the first Brandon Graham show. And you can go to any Chickies and Pete's. They're all over the place. But the first Brandon Graham show on September 9th. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 9:20. You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. There have been some bad pitchers for the Phillies. Started to look some of them up. There's one, I can't remember his name, but I don't want to give. He was traded to Houston. Maybe somebody will come up with it. He was through hard, really through hard, but he had no location. All right, let's go back to the phones. And somebody... He had to be in jail. Had to be. Like, where has he been? And that would be Arthur. Where the hell have you been? Where have you been? Don't tell me you went back to the joint.
No, I just did it like a 2-week stay. I won't tell that time. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute, you went to jail for 2 weeks?
Yeah, just a little thing. No big deal.
What was it for? What did you do?
Oh, easy there. I can't comment.
What did you do? I mean, you obviously committed a crime. If you know, as a convicted felon, it's probably 2 weeks is nothing for you. It's a vacation. But what did you do?
Listen, I break the law 759 times a day. So listen, they could get me for anything, really. You know what
they
I mean?
Get
it's
you
just
for?
A way to get you off the street.
Can you answer my question? Your Honor, will you direct the witness to answer the question? Answer my question.
I just did.
And what did you, but what did you do? They had to have one charge to put you in jail.
No comment, because I just got to stay out of this right now. I cannot answer the question. Maybe
Was it racketeering?
Can we talk sports?
Okay. All right. And I got to find out what your location is. Where are you residing these days? That's another no comment? Are you in witness protection?
You're looking for a lot of Fifth Amendments today, but I'm trying to divert the question.
Yeah, contempt. This is contempt. You're going back to jail.
I'm going to say this to you. There's plenty of moo-moos out here and cowboys. How's that?
Are you in Montana?
I'm not going to answer you. But listen,
you're not in Scottsdale anymore, I can tell you that.
No, correct. Yeah, brother. You know what? Listen, you don't know how hard it was to get out in 7 days. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Do you have a driver's license yet?
No. That's an easy one to answer.
So are you driving without a driver's license?
As we speak.
That's not right. You know, that's not right.
That's yes, not it right. is.
No, it's not. No, it's okay. not. All right. All right. Let me just sports. I will give you a sports comment to start you off. The Giants absolutely suck. They are horrible. Your team.
Is that how you want to start?
Well, what do you want to start with? Go ahead.
How about your Phillies and they ain't winning no World Series? And I could go right now on to say they ain't got a shot in hell, them frauds.
Well, they got a shot, but they got some flaws. They got to kind of get back to be more consistent offensively.
They're not, though. They're not.
Yeah. But they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, they have a chance, but they're going to make the playoffs.
But there you go. Let me say, when you say that to me, that means when you come to Philly, you get a participation trophy. In other words, it don't matter. You made the playoffs. All right, we'll have a parade for you because you're just a loser.
All right. So who's going to win the World Series this year?
You know, I'm going to go with the Orioles, and that pains me.
And you're a Yankees fan.
I know, but it's okay. I'm a realist. That's it. I mean,
well, you're a realist when you're in jail. By the way, did you get another boyfriend in jail?
Why do we got to do this all the time?
Well, yeah, but in jail, did you get any knowledge when you're in jail?
Knowledge? I give people knowledge in jail. I've been there so long.
Were you selling cigarettes or booking games in jail? What were you doing in jail, selling cigarettes or booking games?
I kept the booking going in prison. You know what I mean? And the cigarettes are easy. Tattooing, you know what I mean? Convicts love tattoos in prison. They got nothing else to do. The warden don't like tattooing in prison. He gets a little nasty. But the inmates, they love that.
Well, is there a rule against that?
Oh, yeah, yo, brother, you can't do that in prison. It's unsanitary. What's the matter with you?
Well, I've never been there, so I can't tell you.
Oh, listen, hold on.
The only jail, I'm going to tell you what, the only jail I've been to, and it's not an operation anymore, is Alcatraz.
I've been there.
Yeah, but you haven't been in jail there, but you visited.
No, I went to visit there.
Yeah.
I could tell you a story about Alcatraz if we want to laugh a little.
Go ahead.
All right, so it's the night time to go in Alcatraz. It's me, my wife, and the two kids. I just get up to go smoke a cigarette, sit by myself. Here comes this guy out of nowhere. When I tell you a big guy, sits next to me. He says, oh, brother, I'm scared of going back in again. I look at him. I said, you're not going back in again. We're visiting. We're not, this is not, you know. So now he's sitting next to me. Here comes my wife. Well, what do they? What do you do? Got a scent? They could smell you out. So then he takes me over to meet his mother. You know, he just got out of the joint. I'm thinking, you just got out of the joint. Why are you going to Alcatraz?
So what's, what was his issue? What was his issue?
I guess he was scared to go visit the joint again. But this guy was like 6'5", 260 pounds. Oh, my God.
And you're like 140 and a scrawny little guy.
I'm 130. I'm thinking, why do you got to come sit there? It's all these people. My wife says, I said, it must be that criminal scent.
All right. All right. So the Orioles are going to win the World Series.
You
reside
so
to that.
Oh, you agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think so, too. But maybe.
Well, no. I think that. If I had to pick a team right now, and I think the Phillies obviously are going to be in the mix, but I think the Orioles are right now maybe the best team in baseball.
That's what I think suits us, and that's it. So at least we agree on something.
Yeah, well, it's shocking.
So it may be a pleasant conversation yet. And, on your Eagles, so we're real, by the third game, your boy Hurts will be fired and playing. I think he'll be on the beach. How's that sound?
Well, you're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot. I'm giving you facts.
Did you get your brain fried when you went back for 2 weeks in jail? Hey,
and
you're going back.
Go ahead.
By the way, I won that bet. I bet the last time we talked, and where the hell have you been, that you would be back in the joint within six months.
It's not prison time. It's just a minor cleanup.
Yeah,
it's
but
like
it's you were back in the joint. You're a convicted felon who can't stay out. But you used to be able to call me from the joint. You couldn't bribe a guard to get a phone?
I didn't do it this time. For 2 weeks, it's three dimes to bribe a guard. I don't need a phone for 2 weeks.
How much does it cost
dimes?
To bribe a guard to get a phone in there?
Three dimes.
$3,000 to get a phone in jail. Boy,
that's not bad.
No, I guess it's not. All right.
That's not bad at all.
All right, so we've resided to the fact the Yankees aren't winning the World Series. The Giants do absolutely suck, and you're wrong about the Eagles.
Not wrong about the Eagles. It'll be proven in due time. The 3 weeks will be here before the blink of an eye.
All right.
Game one, Eagles go down.
Hey, listen. Next Saturday, if you're not in jail, I'm sure you'll talk after an Eagles win in Brazil.
Yeah, they're going to Brazil. They're going to prison.
All right. Hey, it was good talking to you. As hard as it is for me to say, it was good talking to you. Beat it.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my Jewish paisan. You know I love you. I mean, we got differences. Oh, wait a minute. You know, I talked to your dumb kid on the radio.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He's not too bright, though.
That's why. Why is that?
Because I'm telling you, he's not quick on the draw. He's not got no wits about him. He's a nice kid.
Well, he's got
wits.
You know
what I mean? He ain't street smart. How does that sound?
Okay. Well, he's got wits. He's not like you, who's a nitwit. Hey, listen. Hey, punk, beat it.
Whoa. Listen to me, you loser. Don't talk to me that way.
Get out of here. See ya. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on WIP. Ron. Hey.
That's tough. It's tough following a living legend like that fellow there.
Like Arthur.
Unbelievable. That guy's so
kicking. I think he's in Montana.
He's probably in
witness protection.
Yeah, the guy, all the time this guy does, okay, and he goes on a tour to Alcatraz. I mean, come on, man. You want to be far away from the
Well, he
from
wants
the
to see what a big-time prison. He doesn't go to the big-time prisons.
He's lining up to pay them to get in. Unreal.
Okay.
So Howard, you want me to give you my pitcher? You want to get that out of the way? What do you want to do?
Go ahead. Give me your pitcher.
Chad O'Jay. Somebody took mine because you had me on hold so long. Somebody bought me. I got okay. I liked Arrieta.
I'm telling you, there's a guy that the Phillies traded to Houston who sucked, and I can't
remember. I don't
know.
Howard, we have had so many bad pitchers in our history, just in our lifetime. That's just in our lifetime. We've had so many bad pitchers. I mean, you know, I mean, this is like a vacation, the pitchers we got now. But you know what? It's all going to be for naught because, we're not going to slug our way into the World Series when he's healthy. We're going to slug our way out of it. Unbelievable, that guy. What? He's unreal, man.
Who's that?
Thompson.
Yeah, you can't say you're going to slug your way because the pitching gets better in the playoffs.
I'll be honest with you. I think he's not going to make the cut if they don't win the World Series. I don't think he's going to make it.
No, it depends on what happens in the playoffs.
I'll tell you what I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's a good manager, but managers are irrelevant most of the time.
Yeah, well, that's what you'd think that, but you know, it's not the case here. It's not the case because, listen, when everything is going okay, and all the ducks are in a row and they're hitting, okay, everything's fine. It's when they're not hitting for 2.5 months. It's when they're not hitting for almost 3 months. He does nothing. He does nothing. He just sits back and waits for them to come out of it. I mean,
well, what else can you do as a manager?
Listen,
there's certain mistakes he made.
He paid millions of dollars to jockey this team. Okay, he's a jockey.
A manager only loses games for a team each year. They don't win games.
Well, how did you like the other day? You know, he finally tries to act like a boss, and goes after the best hitter on the team because the kid forgot how many outs there were. That's the first time I ever seen him go after a player and talk to him like he did with Boehm. Okay, what about these other knuckleheads that are going 0-for-world that aren't doing anything with bad plate approach and everything? Well, he doesn't say a word.
Yeah, they have some flaws, and they've got to hit with men on base. They can't just count on the home runs.
It's going to be a big disappointment, but at least the Phillies fans are getting, they're getting a wake up call with this team. So it's not going to be like,
September, they're on the road more than they're home in September, but they're making the playoffs. So are they going to have the best record? We'll see. Hey, I appreciate the call. You have a great holiday weekend. All right.
You too, Howard.
All right. Take care. Yeah. Everybody have a great holiday weekend. We will be starting at the Borgata on Saturdays, not next week. It'll be the following week. So just to give you a heads up, people like to come down, whatever. But there's so many different ways to enjoy the Borgata as it is, because there's so many things that happen and are happening at the Borgata. The Borgata's poker room, terrific, great cards, lucky seats. Some people get those lucky seats. And I was there this week. Popped in on Wednesday, say hello to all my people down, all my friends, everybody from the Borgata. High hands, great excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week, and the poker room is always full. It's because people enjoy it. Excitement, it's waiting. You're only miles away from your happy place. You can experience award-winning restaurants, and they're all sensational. I'll tell you, I stop in Bread and Butter. It's another place to eat there. The muffins there are the best in America. The best in America. Exciting bars, live music, big name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel and Casino and Spa, it doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. You can check it all out. TheBorgata.com for more details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
94, it is WIP with Elvis, which leads us into taking a look. College football is back. The pros will be back. And when we do that, we talk to Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
Pro. Ain't nothing but a hound dog, because I'm a big dog lover and I'm a big Elvis fan, so I'm back and ready for football.
That makes two of us. I'm a big Elvis lover, too.
Yes.
I saw Elvis a couple of months before he passed away at a concert here in Philadelphia. It was in May of 1977. And then he passed away.
Probably all bloated and everything, right?
Yeah, yeah. Then he passed away in August of 77. But nonetheless, college football is here. It was here last week, but, you know, in a kind of abbreviated form, I would say. Let's take a look at the college football. And who do you like today?
Well, we're going to step out on two, I would call, live dogs this week. You know, you got to remember it's early in the season. You don't want to be stepping out too hard, too deep, real early. But we'll look at two dogs I think can win the football games. The first is going to be West Virginia taking points from Penn State. And although this number has moved 2 points, they were plus 10, now they're plus 8. I still think they're a real live dog is West Virginia. They're a vastly improved football team. They finally got over the hurdle last year with Neil Brown and won 9 football games. And we all remember what the ugliness of James Franklin was all about last year when he faked that knee and went for the score after a big lead late in the game. That's not going to help his cause this way. And I love the fact West Virginia 19-1 straight up in their season opening home games, 19-1. So we'll play them plus the points. I think they can take them down on the scoreboard.
Who else do you like?
I think I'm going to look at the Florida Gators against Miami of Florida today. And, you know, I'm a real kind of anti-Mario Cristobal guy because I don't think he can coach his way out of a box or a paper bag. And, you know, now he goes out and he hits the portal again, which is what he does. He recruits as well as anybody in college football. But that's the Peter Principle role about Mario Cristobal. A good recruiter, a good defensive coach, but a horrible overall head coach. And you've got in Florida here a live dog in the Gators that how about 40-1 in their home opening football games. Wow. They're coming here in the swamp this particular game. Billy Napier is under the hottest of all hot seats in college football. He's got a torch under his rear end right now. And he wins this football game, he gets the program off to a real good start. I think Florida's a big live dog here.
You know, with the way the public bets on, and by the way, James Franklin's right in there with a great recruiter and a horrible, horrible football coach. He's one of the all-time worst. Sorry for those Penn State fans, and you're stuck with them. But Notre Dame has a lot of support with the betting public, yet they're an underdog. There's got to be a reason for that at Texas A&M.
Well, there is a reason. They opened up the small favorite, and they went to the dog, as you mentioned. A lot of the sharps see a lot of what I see in Texas A&M, and this is a football team I think will be playing in the Southeast Conference championship game this year. Jimbo Fisher is gone. Mike Elko comes in. He inherits a lot of returning talent. Nobody recruited better than Jimbo Fisher as far as talent went the previous 2 years. Notre Dame, their problems are on their offensive line. They've got 5 underclassmen starting here today, and that's going up against a defensive wall for Texas A&M. I think this is a mismatch of proportions that way fundamentally. I think A&M gets off to a good start here this year, starting today.
So you like them laying the points?
Yes, I do. Yep.
All right, I want to touch on the Eagles, and it's a confusing game from a point standpoint because it's a neutral site, which kind of screws things up too. Do you have any opinion about the Eagles and Green Bay in Brazil, other than Brazil is a horrible place to play?
My sister or my daughter-in-law is from Brazil, so I know all about the ugliness of Brazil. I think it's a real, real tough game here, personally. I do like the Eagles real well this season. I think they're going to win the division and make it to the Super Bowl this year. But this is a real tough spot here. I think Green Bay is going to be vastly overrated because of what they did last year. You have Jordan Love finally made a good winning season here, but they've got game film on him right now. And I think that's going to help the Eagles in this contest. They're the better players, the better coach. Everything is sitting on the Eagles' sideline in this football game. I would be surprised if they don't come back with a win.
And Thursday night, we won't talk to you until next Saturday. Thursday night, Super Bowl winner, usually you play on the first game of the year, correct? And that would be Kansas City?
Yes, you do. And it's, you know, the Super Bowl winners are sort of like, hey, we'll show you what we did and why we did and all those good things. And there's problems with Baltimore here right now here as well. Their offensive line is beat to smithereens, and it's not a good physical matchup here for Baltimore. While I like John Harbaugh as an underdog, I don't like him in this particular role. And a lot of it is, like you say, because Super Bowl winners tend to show their mettle in the first game of the season here. On Thursday night, no less, I do like Kansas City here.
All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, next week we start the pro football. 1-800-321-7777 on the internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great weekend, a great holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy the games, Howard. Be well. Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, let's go back to the phones. And all I want from people, I want your guess on the worst pitcher since WIP started Sports Talk August 29th, 1986 for the Phillies. And we've got some good ones, but let's start with Drew. Drew, you're on WIP. You got one?
Hey, Howard. Yeah, I'm going to go with Cole Irvin, Howard. He wasn't here very long, but his ERA was 7, and he was terrible.
Okay. All right, well, I'll put you in the mix. I'll put you in the mix. Right. Thanks, Drew. Let's go to Scott in Old City. Scott, do you have a pitcher?
Hey, Howard. Just because he was so good before and so good after, but he was just so terrible here, Freddie Garcia.
Freddie Garcia. Freddie Garcia was awful here.
Just terrible. But he won 18 games before, and he won 15 games after. We gave up Gavin Floyd and another prospect for him, and that was probably Pat Gillick's worst trade.
You know, it's funny. I remember Freddie Garcia. It was the night that he lost that I had my big blowout with Charlie Manuel.
I can see
It was early in the season, and I remember standing by Freddie Garcia's locker as we're waiting for him to speak after the game. And Charlie Manuel says, I ought to drop you after our argument in his office. I ought to drop you right here. We laugh about it today. But that's how I remember Freddie Garcia. All right. Hey, thanks, Scott.
Thanks.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on WIP. You got a pitcher? Okay. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you're on WIP.
Howard, I got Spencer Howard.
Spencer Howard. He almost never pitched here. That's what's amazing.
Bad. He was pretty bad.
Yeah, he was a great prospect, and he almost never. Spencer Howard is not a bad one, though. All right, I appreciate it. MJ, you got your worst pitcher?
Yeah, Howard. How you doing?
Good.
I got Omar Dow, and but I had other ones, but they were taken, so I went with Omar.
Omar Dow is somebody texted me with Omar Dow. Okay, you're in the mix, and let's go to Pat, who is in Denver. Pat, who's your worst pitcher for the Phillies since August of 1986?
I'm going with Adam Morgan.
Adam Morgan is a good one. This is going to be a tough call.
Terrible.
All right. I appreciate...
Are you thinking of Giles, Howard?
No, it wasn't Giles. It began with a V. His last name began with a V.
Okay.
His first name was Vinny something.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Vinny Velasquez, his last name. Vinny Velasquez, sucked.
Yeah.
Sucked.
He was bad.
Yeah,
good athlete.
Okay. All right, I appreciate Vinny Velasquez. Oh, I couldn't remember him. All right. Justin D'Orazio is our producer today. Justin, we have a lot of good ones to win the $50 gift certificate to Chickies and Pete's. What do you think? And I leave this up to the producer. What do you think?
I think it's between Jake Arrieta and Adam Eaton. If I'm going to go my personal preference, I think it's Jake Arrieta. That dude was brought in.
He stole a lot of money.
He stole a lot of money. He was brought in to be the next guy next to Aaron Nola, and he completely stunk. He was washed when they signed him.
Okay. So John, I forget where he was from, had Jake Arrieta, and we'll get John's address and all that, and we'll go from there. So John wins the $50 gift certificate. But John, you can come out and spend it. The first Brandon Graham show of the season, September 9th at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, although you can use it at any of the Chickies and Pete's because you'll, and by the way, Tuesday is all you can eat snow crab night. So I might stop by there just to get some snow crabs. All right. But Justin D'Orazio did a great job producing today. If anybody missed any of the show, I will podcast it, put it out there on Twitter and Facebook. By the way, if I was in Brazil, I couldn't use Twitter. Because it's been banned in Brazil. Good luck for those going to Brazil and you can't use Twitter. And then also coming up next, Rob Ellis, Mike Sielski, and I'm sure they got a little to talk about too. All right, everybody, have a great holiday weekend and be safe. That's really kind of the most important message. Just try to be safe and enjoy the weekend being safe. Everybody have a great weekend. The time now is 9:56.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.